Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jerome Moskowitz from WHATE, here in the depths of the ghetto of Yonkers, asking people how they feel about the locks. And here are some of the answers we got.
Yeah. This is Jose Luis from the West Side, man. Leave your car and it's gone, man. Those Morenos is garbage, man. Fuck them cowards, B. Them niggas is basura, bro. Get them niggas out of here.
Yo, this is Skid Mark. Fuck them niggas the lock. What the fuck you doing in my hood anyway, you motherfucking cracky? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't feeling them niggas anyway. They ain't from the streets. This is my street.
Yeah, how you guys doing? This is...
Hi, I'm Jerome Moskowitz from WHATE, here in the depths of the ghetto of Yonkers, asking people how they feel about the locks. And here are some of the answers we got.
Yeah. This is Jose Luis from the West Side, man. Leave your car and it's gone, man. Those Morenos is garbage, man. Fuck them cowards, B. Them niggas is basura, bro. Get them niggas out of here.
Yo, this is Skid Mark. Fuck them niggas the locks. What the fuck you doing in my hood anyway, you motherfucking cracky? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't feeling them niggas anyway. They ain't from the streets. This is my street.
Yeah, how you guys doing? This is Lily Boom Dalt. Big Billy from the Burbs. How you guys doing? I always wanted to shout that out on the hip-hop album. Basically, I don't know much about the locks, but we are a streets guy. All I know is my father's a decent tax-paying citizen, and he pays for the sidewalk. And I see people hustling from night to dawn. I cruise by the ghetto occasionally. Yeah, I know. I want to feel what the ghetto people are saying. But I just don't fucking understand it, man.
I hate the fucking locks, man. This is fucking rock. I never liked their first album, and I damn sure know I ain't gonna like the next one. Fuck them all. I see them on my block. It's gunshots. It's over. Fucking over.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? This Knockout Jenkins, nigga. I ain't feeling them kids the locks, man. The nigga talking all that gangster shit and all that, man. Yo, fuck that, man. Yo, I'm looking for them cats, man. Word up, man. Them niggas got everything I need, man. Ice, that kid Jadakiss, he got... I'm gonna get that kid. I'm telling you.
Fuck the locks, yo. I wish those niggas would start taking care of their children. For real, I'm saying. What's up with them niggas anyway? It's like, get the shit together. I'm saying, like, get your shit together. Fuck them niggas. They ain't all of that anyway. Take care of your shit, motherfuckers. That's all.
Yeah, this is Pop. If I pop you in the back of your fucking skull, them Moolies ain't never move a brick. They wouldn't move Potter to a baby convention. Styles, pussy. Kiss, pussy. Chic, pussy.
Hi, this is Snowball, straight from Blowin' Niggas. I hate the locks. Fuck that. Ever since they screwed up that Rod Stewart shit, aw, man. Fuck the locks. Man.
Hey, yo, fuck them niggas. Them locks niggas ain't shit. Them locks niggas ain't never been shit. They ain't never gon' be shit. Fuck them niggas. Fuck each and every one of them bitch-ass niggas.
It's 2-7. Fuck the locks. That music is garbage. They never want to pay the cab. They just turn. Fuck the locks.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, right now what you're experiencing right now, technical difficulty, please stay tuned for the brief message with a silent delay, and we will tune in back to your regular program station. By the way, this is the program station, the T-fucking-D show. What's really good? You got your boy JJ the X-Man, my right hand man 6'4".
Six Fizzle, man.
Six Fizzle, you know the drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
My right hand, my left hand girl, La Cubanita.
What's up?
Ah, you don't sound
cool
so.
Maniac.
Uh huh. And we can't, last but not least, can't leave out the God, the God, S. Dizzle.
S. Dizzle.
S. Dizzle.
I heard, man.
What's the fizzle, nigga?
J. Dizzle, 6 Fizzle, Q. Bizzle, and S. Dizzle, man. Let's get it started, man.
It's not a game. What's up,
bro? It's been a fucking long weekend, man.
Oh, it's definitely been a long weekend.
It's been a short weekend. I don't know what you guys mean.
Short?
Man, long in New York, man. So we have.
Yeah, maybe for down there.
New York weekends is long. Pause.
Straight I mean, up. We can't all just lay on the beach and go to sleep, you know?
Word. Like that.
Lay out in
could,
the nude.
You could if you was over here.
Huh?
You could if you was over here, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the invite.
Yeah, it definitely is the invite. Too bad I ain't got no fucking plane ticket.
Nah, Ma, come school me. Come school.
Come school.
Word.
Yeah.
Better yet, play pay for that nigga's, pay for that nigga's airplane ticket.
Hmm?
Yeah. The chat room is now opening. Sorry about that, folks. 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. You know, I had to handle some business. Take care a little bit of things. Thangs.
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 It's definitely Monday, 29th of October, 07.
07.
Monday Madness. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The first day of the week. I know a lot of y'all out there already pissed off because you had to go back to work. Especially those that had vacations. And, you know, you got to come back to this bullshit. We're talking about a lot of stuff today about, you know, excuses that people use when they're late, you know, call out excuses, you know, all types of shit. Or just plain up, I don't give a fuck about my job, so I'm not going in.
Uh-huh.
You know, those are the broke-ass motherfuckers that have no money right now. 347-215-8388 is the Jam Lines. Hit us up with shout-outs, dedications, and requests. You're on the TD show, Technical Difficulties, 2 hours. Paco Bonita.
Yes, sir.
How's it going? How's it living down there in the southern south, the dirty, dirty?
Oh, it's great. It is great. The sun is shining.
Look at
the wind's blowing. It's just awesome. It's great. That's why I said my weekend's too short.
Yeah. Look, just rubbing it in. Just rubbing it in.
Oh, crazy,
Dal.
Yeah.
And SD?
Good, man. What up?
What's cracking, man?
Ain't nothing bracking, man. I don't even know why you even coming at me that way, partner.
Oh, my bad.
Ain't nothing.
My bad.
that remains anonymous, though. But you know, yeah. I'm chilling, man. Falling back, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying my life for what it is right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. And you, 6'4"?
Listen, man. I'm sitting on top of the world right now, man.
That's all you can do now, man.
That's all. Getting things done, you know what I'm saying? Slowly but surely. Got a new love interest, kind of, sort of, for the folks who know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't, man, listen, I ain't even going to put it out there like that. But, you know, I'm here. And for those who are listening, you know, y'all already know already. And if you don't, then, you know. You need to brush up on your note-taking skills and all that.
Knowledge.
That all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing, son?
So, how's the, you said you have a new love life, is that what you said?
A love interest.
Oh, okay.
Never said life.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, okay. I wasn't too sure.
Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm still a hood. I just twisted out the hood rat, you know what I'm saying, like 2 days ago. But, you know, I'm moving on another note, you know what I mean? Like, we're putting other things into perspective right now, so, you know.
I don't know. That was pretty peachy. It's cold as hell outside, man.
It is cold.
Yo, it's
y'all over there.
Oh, smart ass.
Because it's about, like, 74, 75.
It's actually 44 up here.
Hmm.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. But hey, it's about that time. I do know one thing, though. I can't wait till November 4th. So I get the party for an extra hour.
Mm-hmm.
They wind them times back.
Yep.
It's definitely going to be the shit. Anything interesting happening in your life, Cuba?
Interesting? Nah, just adapting to a new
instead of getting burnt by the fucking sun?
I know, right? Getting nice and toasty. That's okay. So when I go over there, I'll bring you some of that sun, some of that warmth.
That's what I want some of. Like I heard, it's real good. That that Florida coochie.
I wouldn't know because I definitely don't go and follow that Florida.
You don't?
Coochie,
oh, so you don't follow the cooch train?
No. Nope. I don't trust nobody out here.
No.
You said you don't trust nobody out there?
Hell no.
So, yeah, I mean, it's true that what they say.
Especially
once you go down south, you always come up north, huh?
I don't know, maybe. But I ain't going back.
Why do I keep getting emails from lesbians? Like,
wow.
I don't even know these lesbians.
That's because you're a bitch.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm a Virgo, once again. Applaud that bitch-ass nigga.
Who's that?
Yeah, huh?
Who that?
Nah, look at SG in the background. Yo, tell that
who's that, man?
Nah, I don't even know, man. I think it's a fucking virus.
A lesbonite?
Yeah, lesbonite.
Mm-hmm.
Lesbonite.
No, we know about the lesbonites in their movement.
Who's that?
Yeah, we're gonna get into the mix of things. Fucking Monday Madness.
Madness on a Monday.
This is something I can relate to. Like, this is just me. Like, I'm the fucking king of excuses. Like, Cubana said that if I ever lose my job, to never ask to get a job where she's at. Because I admitted that I'm a late bag. I make excuses.
Yep.
I have a million and one excuses. And the people out there in radio, internet land can actually probably relate. I don't know about 6'4". 6'4" is always punctual. I'm always late. And, huh?
I'm late every day.
Oh, shit.
Work.
You know what? I got to do something for this young man.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do something for this man.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do something for this man, man. Fuck that. That's what I'm talking about. It runs in the family. It runs in the family. It definitely runs in the family. Applaud that man. Applaud that man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Ah, caller. Call back. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't paying attention, man. My eyes are burning. Just woke the fuck up. All right, fucking, call back. I'm going to get into the mix of things. Fucking, here's a list of some of the best excuses to use when calling out of work sick. Be careful. Try not to use the same excuse twice in a row or too frequently to avoid suspicion. I definitely fuck frequently up. Almost did it again. Stomach virus / food poisoning. This is a good one. I always lie and say, oh, I went and I ate some Taco Bell. I fucked my guts up. I got bad guts.
Bad guts.
I can't come in. Oh, it's funny. It says Mexican. The classic excuse. You can't do any better. Telling your boss something to the effect of, I had some Mexican bad sushi last night and haven't been able to avoid the bathroom for more than 10 minutes. Not only saves you from further elaboration, but also saves you from suspicion when you show up the next day looking fine. Must have been a 24-hour bug. If you have a friend as a coworker, have them call in as well because you dine together. Oh, man.
That's a good excuse.
But, huh?
That's a good excuse.
That is a good excuse, but I always, my thing, and I hope none of my bosses are listening. I pray to the Lord none of them are listening. But my best one is, If you're going to call out or you want to call out, don't ever, like, say this Saturday, I'm going to throw it up there, fucking big-ass Halloween party, and this Saturday's Halloween. Or they just having it, you know, Wednesday is the 31st, so they're going to have it on Saturday. And you want off of work Saturday, and you're one of the lame asses that actually works on the weekend, like me. What you do is you don't call out and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I can't. Can I please take Saturday off? Because if you ask them that and they come back and tell you no, and then you call out Saturday, you look like a dickhead. Mm-hmm. So what you do is like around Thursday, Friday, best time Thursday, walk around, you know, make sure you walk in your boss. He's going to, you know, I mean, have a sad face on. I'm like, nah, I've got a headache, man. Anyway, nah, I'm good. It's probably nothing. I'm good. Maybe I need to eat. Play it off. But come Friday, you work. Don't call out. Work. But if you're, like, my boy, he's good at shoving his finger down his throat. Sometimes he doesn't even have to do that. He can just make himself throw up. If you make yourself throw up, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it gets you out, though.
Yeah, I have a friend that does that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, so you can either do that, or you don't have to do a throw-up scene. You can easily be like, oh, well, you know, damn, I don't feel good. You know, let me sit down, fake like you got to take a shit or whatever. By Saturday, I don't feel good. I got to call out. Now, the only thing that's going to fuck your game up is that when you go to the party, your boss is at the party. Then you did all that shit for nothing.
Then you're going to get fired anyway.
Yeah, you're going to get fucking fired anyway.
Oh, man.
I have a listener that says she's listening and she's disturbed at me.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what the fuck that is about, but hey, whatever.
She's disturbed at you?
She's disturbed at me.
All
right. Well, call us up. And tell me why you're disturbed. 347-215-8388. So, 6-4, you got any, you know, type of ways that you fucking called out or was late or anything? Ah, shit. Why the fuck does it just mute his shit? It just mutes his shit out of nowhere. Yeah, go ahead. My bad, brother.
Yeah, my boss. Well, normally, I just say I'm not coming in. Like, I don't give any excuse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing to investigate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just, hey, listen, I'm not coming in.
Work.
Ain't no excuses, man. We niggas ain't playing sick out here.
Nope.
It's like, yo, this is what it is. Niggas ain't showing up, bro. Like,
that's it.
And your clout speaks for itself, dog.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? If you got clout, boss man gonna be like, alright, no doubt, see you tomorrow or whenever you come back in. If you hold no weight, then you gotta come up with some kind of excuse and go through the fucking, through the maze and shit like that. But, you know, I mean, I'm not keeping original, man.
Yeah,
more or less. More or less, like, we keep it super simple.
You have no idea, man. Like, that's my only wish.
No.
Don't ask me any questions.
Nah, not at all.
All right, but now what if he gets to the point where, like, you know.
Why aren't you coming in?
Yeah, why aren't you coming in? Like,
I mean,
you're not coming in? Okay, great. Why not?
Oh, I'm not coming in because... Usually I say it has something to do with my son. I mean, kids are always a great excuse.
Yes, they are.
you know, sometimes sick, like I have my stomach hurts. That's universal. I have a headache. It's universal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't take off a lot, so it's no one is really going to investigate, like, why this guy is not coming in because I don't take off like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's not even something that is on the radar, basically. I stay off the radar all the time.
Gotta stay off the radar.
And my work speaks for itself, so there's really no need to, you know what I'm saying? Nobody gets out of pocket, otherwise you get shot corner pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
corner
it.
Pocket.
Man, yeah, I feel you on that one. So you're just, no. Woo! That was a bad stutter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was a bad stutter, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to shoot my tongue for that one. Oh, man. Yeah, but so what you're saying is you might as well just keep it real. Like, look, man, I got to. So, I mean, say I don't have a child, which I don't. So what would be the best way for me to call out?
Your grandmother.
See, I can't do nothing. I can't. See, I believe in if you use family members, that shit end up happening. Like, that's one thing I'll never mess with. I'll never say anything to my family members.
Well, you don't have to
hospital.
Say nothing. No, you don't have to say hospital, nothing. You're taking your grandmother to the doctor, or you're giving her a ride somewhere. You're taking her to a laundromat. I don't know. I give all those excuses.
To the laundromat?
You're taking her to. Yeah, because my grandma's old, so she can't carry the bags and stuff, so I got to take her to a laundromat, you know?
Type of jobs that I fuck with, they're probably like, okay, oh, that's sweet. That's understandable. Well, while you're with your grandmother, look for a job, too. You're fired. And hang up on me. Like,
that sucks.
Yeah, it definitely.
I mean, look, personally, you have days. And how you use them is really none of their business other than their personal days, vacation days, or sick days.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, like, you know, this one was saying that if you don't abuse it, there's no reason why they should investigate. So when you give them something, it really shouldn't be that much of a problem.
Nope.
If not, just get yourself some kids, because kids are an excellent excuse. They always got something, whether it's a play, whether it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but how to kick rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Kick boulders, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Kick boulders.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about a deafening family?
I mean, who wants to wish that?
But what they're saying is, like, just don't use it too often. Like, if you know ahead of time that you'll be wanting some time off for whatever, spring the news of the death at work and then tell them that the funeral is on whichever day you don't want to work. I think what it's saying is that if it actually is going to be a funeral and you happen to... but that makes no fucking sense, because majority of people, when they pass away, the funeral is like within 2 days or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, okay, my uncle passed away last week. The funeral is 2 weeks from now. So I need this Saturday and Sunday 2 weeks from now. That's when we're going to bury him. They have him on ice. They're waiting for me to have off. That's what it is.
No, but you don't have to. I mean, I think they're probably explaining it wrong. But one of my friends, like, let's say, when was it? 2004. It was a group of, like, 16 girls. We went to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, in order to get off, she had to say she had a death in the family. So she said that her grandmother was sick, and her grandma had already passed away. So she was, you know, she died again.
Oh, wow.
but she had died a previous job, so.
Wow.
So she said that her grandmother passed away, and she was, you know, being going to be out of the state or whatever, and she got the time off.
She actually didn't lie, though. Her grandmother
Because her grandmother, exactly. She just didn't say when.
She did die, but like 2 years ago. You know,
exactly.
Like, my grandmother died. Oh, my cat.
Well, it had actually been a lot longer. It had been like over 7-8 years ago, but, you know.
It's
they
still
didn't know
applies.
That.
Yeah, that definitely.
And that got her 4 days off.
Nice.
Yeah?
Sucks, though. You know what sucks about taking off? Let's talk about this. What sucks about taking off is that you spend money, and then you don't get that money back because you're not at work. So you lose money twice.
You don't get paid for the time off?
Unless you got a good job that pays for that shit off.
No, I don't get paid for the time off. I mean, I don't get 6 days and shit. If I don't go to work, I don't get paid.
Oh, I do.
But at the same time, like, twice a year, we get a check with, like, maybe $6,000-$7,000. With, like, a vacation holiday, like, they put money in every hour that you work. So
okay.
That's kind of like 6 days. You know, you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you kind of do get paid then.
What?
I said then you do get paid, but in a different way.
More or less.
Well, it's funny that you're interested. I mean, it's very funny how you mentioned, I heard you 6'4", and, you know what I mean, we kind of went off the topic. Like, you spoke, and then someone said something else. But what about pets? Like, my cat died, like 6'4 said. I mean, that's family. Why the fuck I can't get off of that? I should. We should. Hey, everyone out there, we should stand up now. If your animal dies, you should have a right, especially if you're close.
You should.
I mean, that would suck. I mean, I would be claiming everybody's cat. Oh, I need a week. I need 3 weeks off. Oh, like 25 of my cats died. It was good.
A week.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Shit. You could just quit the job and take off for the whole year.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still considered bereavement time?
Yeah. Fucking. My fucking, my cat is ill and needs to be taken to the vet.
Uh-huh.
Or my dog got into some chicken bones in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost choked to death. I had to save him.
Well, you want to know something funny? Back home, I had two Rottweilers. And when one of my Rottweilers did die, my boss literally laughed at me. You know, when I wanted to tell him that, you know. And I was crying and everything. And I didn't find anything funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't give me the time off or anything like that. But do you know that here in Florida, everybody's very sentimental towards that? Like, I have this one lady at work that doesn't come in because her cat has the runs or her dog has the runs or something. Yeah. I gotta stay home because my dog has the runs. And they're like, oh, okay, make sure he feels better, okay?
Yeah.
I'll be like, what?
Yeah. I know a lady that actually had the same situation. She said her son wouldn't go into work. He ended up getting fired, but he actually used that his dog is sick and he doesn't want to leave his dog alone. And they gave him off, but when he went in the next day, he was fired. So they paid him. So it is true. Some jobs will pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no fucking job, though, but hey. Fucking a trip, man.
How about you think your alarm didn't go off?
Oh, that's a classic, but it's like you can't really use that too much because
yeah.
It's like everybody uses it.
But it's good for an emergency when people, oh my god, my alarm didn't go off today.
I'm gonna tell you what the best is. I used to use it all the time. Actually, like I said, this is pretty much me because everything. My biggest excuse, always daylight savings. Like when it's not daylight savings, fucking just when you lose an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you push an hour ahead, that was my biggest issue. Oh, you're an hour late. Well, I will blow it up. Oh, you're 2 hours late. Oh, damn. I didn't set my clock for it. Okay, you're still an hour late. Like, well, that one I was sick, you know. My alarm didn't go off, so you know what I mean.
I mean,
take which one.
You
I mean,
like what you do, Doug. Like, just you obviously don't like what you do if you're doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's another occupation.
Well, I was working for KFC, so.
Maybe you should be a sign holder. Or like a mortgage consultant, something like that.
Selling chocolate candies to gas stations and shit.
All that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could change up.
No, traffic is a good excuse, too. Like, I got stuck in traffic.
Word. What if you're on the bus, though?
The train was late. If you're taking the bus or the train, oh, the bus was running late. The train was running late.
Well, you know, this is like the third or fourth time you did that. Like, you might want to leave a little
I can't
early.
Control public transportation. Call New Jersey Transit.
I understand that, but I can control your paycheck, so you might want to be in here, like, if you want to get out. It's up to you, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more than willing to not pay you anymore.
Like, I'll be want. Right there. I'll be right there. I'll be on time, I promise.
You already know.
It won't happen again.
Give you a job under my desk.
Oh, well, that ain't right.
Huh? Disgusting.
I said, that ain't right.
No, I didn't. Put you on detention real quick.
Oh, no. Somebody else.
Somebody else.
I said maybe somebody else.
I know
some people that have done that before, so I could refer you.
Put you on detention?
No, I could refer somebody that you can put on detention.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, get back to me. Cause you know I like the whole detention thing. It's like kind of role-playing type of thing, you know?
Okay.
I like that. I'll be the fireman. You can be the fire. You just paint yourself red and yellow. You know?
Okay. No doubt.
The TD show. Back like you never left. I lost focus for a minute, but, you know, we're here.
How about some ridiculous excuses?
Ridiculous excuses?
Yeah, and just don't even care. Be like, I forgot to go to work today. Sorry.
Oh, I forgot today was a weekday. I forgot Monday was a weekday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, today Monday already? Sorry, I thought it was Sunday.
What?
Wow. If you forget the days, you need to get drug tested and fired. Or you need to get drug tested and why are you getting drug tested? Oh, by the way, you're fired. I just want to see if you was high or not, but you're fired anyway for forgetting the days.
For the dumb shit?
Yeah, just because of dumb shit. Oh, I forgot what day it was. I thought it was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, but I bet you know when payday is though, motherfucker. Bet you know when your day off is. I bet I won't catch you at work on your day off. All right. I forgot to go to work. Oh, this is the best. I have a hangnail. What?
Some faggot shit.
I got a hangnail.
I got a hanging.
I got a bunion.
Oh, man.
Hangnail never hurt anybody.
Yeah, he said hangnail. Hangnail never hurt nobody. Oh, man. My car ran out of gas on my way to work.
Wow.
I had to push it and got a hernia.
Wow.
Now you're in the hospital because of the hernia.
Yeah, now I'm in the hospital because of the hernia.
That's another good week off.
Yeah.
You want to know something that's funny? I used to work in a same-day surgery center in Jersey City. And I used to give my friends excuses, like, let's say for any time they needed any, like, let's say 2 or 3 days off, I'd give them some type of surgery, any type of surgery. Whether it was my friend got a whole week off, actually 2 weeks off for a hernia. Let's see. I got a couple little, you know, like a little cyst or something like that that they'd remove or something.
Uh-huh.
They had a couple days off for that.
Yeah, did I, for Get Crunk Fridays, did I play that Smoke Ebola song?
I think so.
It was done.
I wasn't even there.
Oh, yeah, you wasn't there. You was half here, half there.
I was half here, half there.
Yeah, you was doing something. That we need to get the answer to open. Like, why was it? Where was you at? You know what I'm saying? Like, Cuba. Like, we need you here as a component of the Voltron Force. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, the Voltron Force. I like that.
Where was you at? I'm serious, man. I'm fucking mad. All right.
I was in Miami. I'm sorry.
Oh. So we was up here, and you were fucking Miami. Okay.
I was getting crunked on Friday.
Yeah, I bet you was.
Now the truth comes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, come
sorry,
on, man, like,
I know, but I know. I'm so sorry. It was a Halloween party, and I was going down to Miami, and it was. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
but I had a great time. If it helps, like, you know.
I don't, but you know.
Sure, yeah, really don't.
Just make sure it don't happen again. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to take. That shower, that face against the shower wall detention.
Oh, shit.
Face to the fucking pillow detention. With the hot steaming ass water beating on your back. Yeah, you know.
Speaking of hot beads of water beating on your back.
Hot beads of water. It's not the only thing beating.
I'm gonna play a fucking track. We're gonna get back to the mix of things.
Mix.
The official remix. Gangsta, I don't buy it. You can't sell me. No. I'm everything you thought I wasn't. Now check out how I does it on this K-West production. All your bullish, I will flush. And I got the paper to wipe that ass. Every little song and dance come out, y'all hype that trash. And y'all are far from a hater. The suckers gotta eat too. Get y'all paper.
I ain't mad at you.
I just can't deal with these fake rappers.
Nah.
Most of these niggas wear they boxes backwards. Just claim king, but can't govern they household. Got real niggas doing time from they mouthful. Why eating niggas always rap with a mouthful? But you know they don't play with me, the realest nigga alive. What can these niggas say to me?
Nothing. You can't tell me nothing. I had a dream and Jing and Jing was back together. And in that second, everything was back the same. In reality, your boy went to Mac and came back and said that I would never rap again. But I'm back and that's the way the ball bounces. Versus an ounce, the album's a brick. Now it's time for trap again. Y'all lame, I am the product hotter than lava. They wonder how this Rockefeller package came. First you take a brick of J, a brick of Yay. Couple quarters of freeway, an ounce of beans. Then you chillin' with the flow. We the realest, even Don Trell Willis cutting off the team. Yeah, we speak the truth and they believe us. Tell FEMA, even Hurricane Katrina cutting off the flames. Rockefeller here to stay, we airing out y'all lanes. Free at last on the way, so clear them out my lane. Yeah. You can't tell me nothing. Yeah, homie, it's the theme song. First I get my money right, then I get my If I always prayed to have gleam on $300 jeans on, do that mean I dream wrong? And I was high as a Learjet, fly as the instinct, even though we in debt. And it don't matter if I get a number, cause when I get my money right, she gon' come running. And I be good like God with an extra O. God knows that my check needs some extra O's. And you know that you need to bring some extra O's. Man, my game so and my chain so.
Yeah, that was a remix with Siegel, Freeway, your boy, Kanye Yeezy, Young Jeezy,
G-Mix,
fucking the TD, Cecil, Shoujo. You already know. We back in full effect.
Back in full effect, nigga.
Oh, man.
Fuck y'all won't do.
What you say?
Fuck y'all won't do.
Mira! Yeah! Mira!
Give it up!
Mira.
What was she doing? Coconut milk?
Dímelo. Coconut milk.
Míralo.
Dímelo.
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 I thought that was a Dominican thing.
Dímelo.
No. Oh. What's a Dominican thing?
Who's Dominican?
Pollo loco.
Dominican? Pollo loco.
Pollo loco. El pollo loco.
Straight up. Crazy chicken.
Yeah. El Praga.
Traki.
El Praga. I had everything running. Shit.
We don't do El Praga movement.
El Praga.
El Praga.
El Praga.
El Praga. El Praga.
Oh, man.
Dame dos huevos con queso on en rollo tostado con mayonesa
y ketchup.
sound just like the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Why do y'all do that? Y'all talk, and y'all know Spanish more than anybody in the world. And y'all always, it's like y'all stutter. Like, hey, I got nothing but love for the Spanish heritage, but that's like me talking English and like, yeah, I went to the store and I got me some Tim's.
Some people do that.
Yeah, the stuttering motherfuckers.
Like you.
Yeah.
You dumbass.
My doorknob fell off and my clothes are in my room. I had to call a locksmith. Where did they come up with these things? Whoever came up with this shit is a late ass.
You little dumbass.
Hmm?
You little dumbass.
Oh, I'm gonna send you something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Box. I was too tired. Needed the extra sleep. Wow. This is class. I had to stop and take a shit. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you, yeah, I mean, hey. I actually was going to take a picture of me taking a shit one time just to bring it to my boss's attention. Like, look, you don't believe me. I was in the bathroom.
And why would you feel like that's necessary again?
Why?
Because
some bosses, you know, they think that, like me, I take, I mean, all right, people out there, I know this is irregular. Like, I know a girl that takes, she'll sit down and take a shit for like 10 seconds and be done. I'm like, damn, you done? We got to take a piss? No, I take a shit. Me, when I sit on the toilet, I sit on the toilet. Like, I'm on that bitch for like 2-3 hours. And my boys, my family, my bosses don't believe me. Oh, no way you was in there taking a shit that long. Dog. First of all, I'm not normal.
Sitting on the bowl for 2 hours, sitting in that stink ass area. What are you really doing out there in that bathroom?
Like, I gotta let everything out. You know what I mean? I don't wanna get up and then got the shit pains, I gotta, you know, sit down again.
Who shits for 2 hours?
Toilet paper's expensive, brother.
Come on, dog. Like,
I wanna get all in one wipe.
You can't carry 2 hours worth of shit inside of you.
Like, come on. But see, this is the thing. This is the thing though. I'm not like you guys out there. Like, I don't take a shit every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like, that's just not me. Like, I don't know what y'all do. Like, do y'all have to take a shit or do you go, okay, I didn't take a shit today. Let me sit down and squat and hopefully something just falls out of me. Like, I don't do that. Like, when I have to shit, I shit. So, it's like maybe every other day I take a shit. Sometimes, you know, 3 times out the week. I mean, hey, that's just me. But like I said, I take long shits.
Long shit.
Like, I sit on there. And the thing about it, a lot of people got shitty drawers because they just wipe with drawers. No. There's some out there that use baby, you know, fucking baby wipes and shit. Me, hey, look, I'm not going to pay for all that. I just get the toilet paper, wipe my ass. Then I wet the next one. Wipe, you know, get all the crust buckets out. The dingleberries and all that shit. You know, get a nice little wipe down.
You don't have to get that technical, yuck.
Hey, just technical difficulties, you know what I mean? I got to get technical. And then I get a nice, you know, a nice little dry one, get the rest of the shit out. Done though. You know what I mean?
I guess.
This guy's out of control. This guy is out of control.
Niggas wish they understood what the fuck you was talking about.
Oh, yeah?
this guy is definitely a character.
I don't know what he said, but this guy is definitely a character.
Oh, man. Ah, shit. Yeah, man. You gotta just gotta let it out sometimes, man.
That's how you feel?
Huh?
That's how you feel?
Hell yeah.
It's crazy. 2 hours?
2 hours, man.
Two.
Wow, what do y'all like? What do y'all like? 10 seconds? 2 minutes?
No.
I could do an hour, but you know, honestly, like, tall, like, I'm tall, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get out of shape. I know.
For y'all that don't know, you know what I'm saying? 6'4" stands for 6'4". You know what I mean? Ladies fall back. All right, I'm taking. Ladies fall back. And niggas, y'all know what to do. But, I sit on the toilet. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm a tall nigga. So, like, it starts hurting my legs after a while. So I can't really sit on the toilet for a great and extended period of time. But I will sit on there and masturbate every once in a while. I used to like that a lot. You know what I'm saying? You just lean back and go to work. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it all depends. It really all depends on what you got. But that may be too much information.
Taking a shit is
definitely the shit.
Oh yes, it's the best fucking feeling in the world. Like, it's beautiful, man.
If it's not the best feeling, it's definitely one of the best feelings.
Yeah, definitely is. Trying to go on. Oh, slice of shit. Oh yeah, this is what I was trying to get to. They have speaking of shit. Did you ever see that they have like different shits, different types of shit? Like the ghost shit is the kind where you feel shit come out, and then you see shit on the toilet paper, but there's no shit in the bowl. Like, where did all that shit go? Shit, man. The clean
shit. Never happened, homie.
That's never happened. So every time you look in the toilet, your shit is there.
It's always there. Like, where else would it be going on out here?
What about the clean shit? The kind where you feel shit come out. You see the shit in the bowl, but there's no shit on the toast.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's the wet shit. You wipe your ass 50 times, and it still feels unwiped. So you end up putting toilet paper between your ass and your underwear. So you don't ruin the... with those dreadful skid marks. Oh, shit. Oh, my Lord. Ew.
Oh, shit.
Have any of y'all ever experienced that? I think I experienced that the other day. Like,
boy.
And I'm like, and it's to the point where I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I keep wiping, and I'm losing energy in my right hand. Like, what the fuck is going on? And you keep wiping, and you still see that brown shit on there, fucking Crayola marks on your fucking toilet paper, and you're like, what the fuck? Oh, that's the fucking worst, man.
Oh, man.
Where's the favorite one? Yeah, 6'4", he's 6'4", so he might have experienced this one,
mm-hmm.
You know. I experienced it, you know, a couple of times. What's it at? Come on. Where are you at, you fucking piece of shit? Anyone here ever, shit, where's it at? I don't think they have it here. Oh, shit. Anyone here ever, the notorious drinker shit. The kind of shit you have the morning after a long night of drinking. Its most noticeable trait is the treadmark left on the bottom of the toilet bowl after you flush. Yo!
Left on the bottom of the bowl
after you flush it.
Yeah, it's like a skid mark and shit. Like, back to the future. The future shit. Like, on its way out, it leaves the skid mark.
Yeah. They got the wet cheek shit, also known as the power dump. That's the kind that comes out your ass so fast that your butt cheeks could splash with toilet. I think
what's that called? What did you say? The torpedo? The what?
Huh?
What did you call it? The torpedo?
The power dump.
Oh, the power dump.
Oh man, it's like a bunch of rocks just falling in the water.
Oh man.
How about
SD?
Yeah.
So that nigga's in the cut. And he's like, I'm not talking about this shit, man.
Yeah, nah. Like, I'm about to like. Yeah, I just let y'all hands. I'm about to 86 this conversation too, because I don't really want to talk about Dookie.
I don't want to talk about Dookie. Dookie.
I don't want to talk about
Let's move it on, man.
Hmm?
man. I wish these motherfuckers had a heart so I can talk about some more shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some funny shit. Oh, man. Right, one more. I don't want to go somebody else, but one more. You ever eat spicy, like real fucking spicy food, and it goes down hot, and it comes out like you're shitting out lava? Like, you know, you're afraid to wipe your ass with toilet paper because they might catch on fire? Like, you're shitting out lit matches, like, ah.
Lit matches? Ow, son of a bitch.
You should know about
eating
Taco Bell.
You said, son of a bitch. Oh, man. Oh, man.
That boy crazy.
Make sure we still on.
Yo, shout out to all of the sexy women out there.
Yeah, shout out to all the women, man.
Yeah.
Ugly ones, too.
Nah, no good.
And fat women with the receding hairlines, you know.
Nah. And pause to the fucking cool niggas with the fucking chest hair, with the gold chain and shit, the gold cross, chest hair.
You mean the ones with the taco meat on their chest?
Yeah.
With the Jerry curl dripping.
Ew.
Looking like one of Prince's evolution members.
New Power Generation.
You're a big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Oh, man. Have you guys ever saw Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Yep.
When he was talking about the motorboat. You motorboating son of a bitch.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Yo, that little scene was mad funny, dog. So you talking about when he caught him coming downstairs and he was like, yeah, I was just in the room with son's mom.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, he's like, you motorboating son of a bitch. He's like, where is she? She's still in the house? That shit was mad funny. That shit is funny.
Oh shit. Oh man. Let's get back to the fucking topic. Oh, wow. They got a dental excuse for not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Toothaches.
Yeah, a filling fell out of my tooth, and I am in excruciating pain. I need to get to the dentist right away.
Sure do. Word.
I told my boss that I couldn't come to work because my cock was too big.
Right. What'd you say, Anthony?
I said, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The man influence is disgusting, right? We already know.
That makes us off the chain choker.
I was sprayed by a skunk last night.
How about I fucking got a nasty burning disease?
My crotch itches.
Yeah, my crotch is on fire like...
Like someone pour hot sauce on it.
Basically.
Oh, wow.
Tell him his wife burns you.
I've used all my sick days, and now I'm calling in dead.
That's funny.
Oh,
calling in dead.
Oh, man. I'm going to try that. I'm going to get a job just so I can get fired. Just to quit.
Just to call in dead.
Quit.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas are getting jobs just to quit now.
Yeah. I mean, of course I'm going to keep the one I have now.
Mm-hmm.
But I really need a job. I'm going to scratch the middle of my chest. I really need this job. Damn. Oh. You see all this taco meat on my chest? Yeah. It's been days without taking a fucking shower. I need a fucking job. You can give me one, please, sir? I'll sell these donuts, please. You're hired. Word to a fucking quit. Woo! That shit felt good. What was the point? Well, I had some anger on my head.
Word.
And I don't want to quit my real job. So I decided to get this bullshit-ass job just to quit.
Just to quit. Just to quit it. Now, give me my 15-minute paycheck. Fuck.
Yeah. Shit. fucking morons.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, shit. You're awfully quiet back there, SD.
I'm not.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
Here, look, though.
Pop a squat. Oh, shit.
Hey,
shit.
Check your email. I sent you something.
Whoa.
I'm too well to come to work today.
Pulling on the industry.
Oh. I'm just waiting for my time to shine. That's all.
Yeah, bro.
Your time is now there, brother. No toy.
My time ain't now. My time is to fall back and play the trenches while y'all, you know what I mean? Hold it down from the ground up.
Working sucks. I mean, I like working, but working sucks. I'll never work.
No, but look how interesting that is.
Day after day. Oh, go on.
Guys.
Day after day, we get up early and trudge to work. We swallow our pride and put up with being ordered around by the boss. We sweat and toil at jobs we hate, wasting away our lives. Why do we do it? Because we have to? Because we need the money? Because we don't know how to live any other way. As Americans, we work way too hard. Most of us work 40 or more hours a week from when we are 18 years old until after we turn 60. 1 in 4 American workers works more than 49 hours a week. I want that man's job. 1 in 8 works more than 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 in 10 holds down more than one job.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep working more and more. Americans have added 20 extra work days to our work year since 1970.
Ain't that something? 20 extra days.
That's crazy. American factory workers work an average of 5 weeks a year in overtime alone. Americans work 2 months more per year than the French and German. We must be crazy.
2 months, that's precious time right there.
Yeah, that definitely is, that's definitely serious. What I'm saying, but it's like, the way I see it is, time progresses. So it's like, every year something's different. Like, every day something's different.
Yeah, but okay, like, but read on. Think about it. Read on, and now you'll see the interesting part.
Oh, yeah. Working this hard is weird and unnatural. For hundreds and thousands of years, before the dawn of history, people lived as hunter-gatherers and simple farmers. Hunting and gathering is a pretty relaxed way to make a living. Modern hunter-gatherers like native Australians work less than 4 hours a day. Even after we give up the forest and built cities, we still didn't work very hard during medieval times in Europe. People worked as few as 120 days a year. There is no reason for us to be working so hard, as advances in technology help us work more productively. We should be able to work less today. American workers are 10 times more productive than we were 100 years ago. That means for every hour we work today, we produce as many goods and services as workers produced in 10 years in 1890.
Damn.
That also means we should be able to work one-tenth as much and live just as well as people did back then. That would be less than 8 hours of work a week. Yeah, I tell you the truth, La Cubanita. You must be a fucking, what's the word? Smartass? Because, Part as in a good way. Maybe, you know, you was good in reading and you like to read and write. You know, me? I'm an ignorant bastard.
Ignorant bastard.
And I hate reading. And you fucking, oh my lord. Look at all these fucking words. Yeah, I agree with Dave Chappelle. You want to hide something? Hide it in a fucking book. Because I would not read that motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, I can just hear SD, and he's not even saying shit. I can just hear him like, oh lord. Put this motherfucker shut the fuck up.
Stop putting words in that man's mouth. And you're a credit to your race.
Huh?
You're a credit to your race.
Wait, what do you mean? You gotta explain to me, brother. I graduated with war boots on.
You must have, because your war boots is definitely screaming for you.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
So I guess so, because your war boots is definitely screaming for you. Who's the guest talking trash?
Hmm?
So who's the guest talking smack out here? Wow, oh boy.
Oh, we got P. Yeah, that sums it up. Hey, what up, P?
P dot. What up, man?
Oh, yeah, but I couldn't hear anything.
Oh,
right, yeah, what's going on, man? Like,
I couldn't hear anything.
Nobody can hear for some reason.
Nobody can hear what?
Let me make a call.
Sure about that? Pop.
Yeah, I'm about to find out right now to make sure people can actually still hear us.
Yeah, straighten that situation out real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be under the hood like I'm checking.
Yeah, listen to my Spanish. Yeah, here we go.
Nah,
we get down to Spanish.
Shit.
Mira, ¿qué tú haces?
Yo estoy leyendo.
¿Qué
tú haces?
Can you hear us on the show? Are you serious?
Fuck is going on out here?
We're having technical difficulties.
Nah, man, that shit ain't cool right now.
It ain't cool at all.
What the fuck is going on?
Alright, sucks, I'm gonna have to hang up and call back. Technical fucking difficulties.
Bang, bang. Yo. Cuba.
Dime.
Mm-hmm. What up, fool?
What up?
Come on, tell me all that shit you be wanting to tell me offline. Not fun. Straight fun.
Yeah.
Not fun. What you mean?
I got no hair in my tongue. If I want to tell you something, I tell you.
Yeah, all right. We'll see. Definitely see. You definitely hiding something. I'm gonna find out too.
That what?
Hello.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm back. Maybe it worked this time.
Definitely hiding something. We're gonna find out.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Nah, we had to have a little off the air conference. Real quick.
Yeah.
It ain't really involve you, JJ. So just fall in line real quick.
All right, no doubt.
Difficult that technical shit.
Yeah, just make sure that we
have try it again.
Any more technical difficulties out here?
Wow.
Yeah, so you got my picture?
Oh, yeah.
you saw the wind blowing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, send one to me too, Kuba. G-Y-A-S-I. Hold on, listen. Write this down.
Hold on, wait, because I have it on the phone that way.
There you go. Uh-huh, you ready?
No, wait. I gotta get my phone.
Come on, that.
I gotta get my phone. What was that?
I'm on the way.
Yo, SD, ask P if it's working.
Fuck is going on now?
Oh, you need a cig?
Yeah, I need a cig.
Alright, it's gonna be an email.
Oh man, what the fuck is going on?
That's what's gonna be this kid's email. He's not even paying attention. GYASI.
Hold on.
Yeah, he
yes.
said no. It's not working.
GYASI.
Uh-huh.
I don't fucking know.
0007.
Hold on, wait.
Come on, man. Come on, listen.
Yeah.
I don't got all night for this. You know what I'm saying?
0007.
Huh? At?
At?
SprintPCS.com.
You sure it's SprintPCS?
Am I sure it's SprintPCS?
Yeah, what kind of question is that?
No, because sometimes they have a Sprint PM. They change the thing now.
Hold on. Hello? I hung up on everybody. So now they're going to call back. All right, it says we're reconnecting. All right, everybody out there in Radio Land. So what's good, number one and two? All right, yo, P, if you're out there, can you hear us, brother? Let me know something. All right, hold on. Let me unmute everybody.
Unmute me, man. I'm fucking here, man. I want to fucking see
you niggas, B.
Let me out of my cage.
I'm out here.
Let me out of my cage.
I'm out here.
Yeah, y'all with y'all cages, man. All right, now ask P if it's working now. It should be working.
Ask P if it's working now. Man, that's a whole involved process right now, bro.
It's fucked up, man.
Obviously. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Is it working now? Hold on.
Shit. Fuck is wrong with these bitches? They want me to drive them all kinds of places and shit.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck.
Damn. That's all
you
she still ain't fucking working, man.
Yeah,
this shit's pissing me off.
Yeah.
This is really pissing me the fuck off, man. It's ending that shit.
Yo, Cuba, send that picture, though.
Like I did.
Mm-hmm. How many?
That shit ain't fucking working, man. I'm pissed off.
How many you sent?
I don't know.
You sent.
Whoa! Who the fuck is that?
Who's that?
Huh?
You sent.
Nah, not Ja.
What?
Who just aimed you? Your coworker, huh? Okay, we'll see about that.
Fuck it, this ain't talking
about. Nah, I'm on the. I would love for you to do that, buddy.
Come on, dog.
What? Are you talking about?
Yeah, Kuba. Like I was saying, how many pictures you sent?
Two, three.
Of you?
No.
Come on. Are you sending me pictures of nondescript things? What are you fucking sending me pictures of? Various nouns?
Of a butterfly. I send you a picture of a...
It's on? It's what?
Yeah. Stop playing, because I air you out off the air. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait till you get the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to be happy? Surprised?
Maybe.
Sad?
Hey, yeah, did any of y'all just ask La Cubanita how many kids she had?
Nope.
No.
Nah, that's why.
What?
Oh, so you hit. All right, we're back on. Yeah, now we're back on the fucking air.
What the fuck?
Nana from East New York just confirmed it, and now we're back on the air.
Nah, good luck.
We done rattling the cage, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was swinging in the air over the fire, but we done rattled our way out the cage. You know what I'm saying?
And now
Athens is on fire, and we on
the roasting hour. The roasting hour.
Oh, shit.
Yo, P, man, you already know what time it is, man.
Hey, yo, P, get it up right now.
You already know what time it is.
The roasting hour, baby. I mean, they try to get rid of the technical difficulties, man, because they know we about to blow the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They try to blow up, you know what I mean? They try to, you know, discredit us and all that, but... not working, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're too strong for
you
that.
Check out that PlayStation thing?
Yeah.
What? I got you.
Nah, I did though.
How about?
Oh, man. 51 minutes left.
51 minutes.
Oh, man.
Where do I begin?
What's up, people? I'm going to be back on fucking...
Yeah, man, I'm waiting for that anthem to drop so I could let loose, nigga. Like a fat bitch I wanted to fart.
You said like a what?
Like a fat bitch is holding a fart.
Like a bad bitch holding a fart?
No.
Or
like
a fat bitch?
A fat bitch holding a fart and her bubble guts is too much. And it's just going to explode like atomic ass fart.
Oh, like she's flabbergasting and shit.
Nah, nigga, like, she's about to die as soon as she fart, nigga. That bitch gonna die.
All right, look, here's the deal. Before we start roasting, you know, these brainiac niggas.
Listen, ain't no rules to the roast. You know what I'm saying? Like, the roast is as the roast does. You know what
I'm
saying?
Roast is as the roast does.
It is basically so, like, basically it's just going in and then going in some more and then finally going in again further. That's all it is. Like, there's no rules to the roast, guys. So don't be laying down shit, son. I'm ready to put my foot on.
You lock that door.
Niggas is out here telling me that Kiss is signed to The Rock. Is that true? Can you verify that for me, P?
Hold on. Who's that heir to the streets right now? Who's the heir to the streets right now?
My son P is the heir to the streets.
Let's
you got
go
him.
P. Let's go,
we
P.
Got him.
What's the prognosis with that situation?
We got him in the room. I don't know if he just left or, you know what I mean, he's in the room right now.
Yo, listen, P.
He's saying, yo, he said, yo, I heard that Jada Kiss got signed to The Rock.
Yo, P.
Don't let that happen.
Hold up. Let's kick it. Let's knock it around a little bit, cause we don't know how much truth there is to that. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, we need some verification behind that, Pop.
Mhm. Definitely give us a call.
I ain't saying that your sources is not reliable enough, but you know,
your sources may not be reliable. You know what I mean? Like he ain't say it, but you know how it is. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, look, man, I gotta. Jump it off. I gotta put my song on, man. I love this song.
Yeah. Word, we chopping songs after 1 minute.
Chopping
just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This ain't no soft ass radio station, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely isn't.
Definitely
you know?
Chopping it fast.
It is what it is, you know? It is what it is, you know? You know? It's not a game.
It's
not a game.
Fall back or fall flat early.
Man, whoop that. That's all I gotta say. Whoop that. Yeah!
Hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Let's get a bottle of smoke, you know what I'm saying? We got to get the one.
Recognize I ain't playing, ho. If you violate off the top trick, you gotta go. I done held in a lot of shit, and I'm about to flip. Now I think it's time to show you bitches who you fucking with. DJ, that's the name, and I came to bring the pain. Anna on my chest, got me busting at you lemon lane. Yeah, ain't no, you fucking with a street nigga. From the gutter, pimp type slash drug dealer. Born and raised in that M Memphis, Tennessee. Before it's said and done, you bitches gon' remember me. This only the beginning, I got a lot to say. It's been a long time, and you got hell to pay. Ain't no love, ho, just bring it through the door. I bar none, let my nuts hang through the flow. So if you want some, this is your death wish. Better come correct, because I came to break you off. Trick. Calm down, but I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm already on that hip. Not again, that great goose. A couple of shots of him that just gave me another boost. I'm feeling electrified. You can see it in my eyes. Shirt soaking wet, looking like I just got baptized. Sloppy drunk like a wino at a liquor store. A crook like some sanctified folks catching the Holy Ghost. I don't think you understand. This one right here might get banned. Betting off a riot like we living in Afghanistan. But it's a dirty. And that's the way it goes. Security be the main ones, acting like some hoes. But you done fucked up, you better call the law. I'ma break this mold wet, bottle across your fucking jaw. And that's for anyone to ever disrespect. Watch your back, boy, cause you about to get your ass beat.
Chop that. Chop that. Fall back. Yeah, bitch.
think he's either got signed to the Rock or on Freeway.
Damn, must you be so harsh?
Well,
nigga said, yeah, bitch.
What?
Must you be so harsh?
Come on, man. Let's not stop acting like we got fucking panties out here.
But, man, I'm sensitive, man. Can't help it.
Oh, Lord.
It's the bitch in you. Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus Christ. Y'all better handle that.
I ain't got no bitch in me, but I will get in a bitch.
Huh?
I think he's either signed to the Rock or on Freeway's new CD coming out.
Nigga ain't signed to no fucking Rock, man.
Yeah, I doubt it. That nigga still
hot. I ain't trying to shit on my son P, but I don't think he's signed to the Rock.
I'm gonna give shots to all the beautiful guests holding it down.
Yeah, all the guests. What's
yeah,
really going
all,
on?
Yeah, that's definitely holding it down. You know, in the chatty.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We out here.
Mm.
Yeah,
I take my show so serious, I might just get a tattoo with a TD on my neck.
Oh, boy.
On back
nice.
My fucking neck.
Mm? Hey, Kuba, I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. I know this woman, right, who has a triple D. Who has triple D's.
Okay.
Like, what is that? Like, really, like, visually, you know what I'm saying?
Triple
I know it's
D.
Obviously bigger than a double D, obviously.
Obviously,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but the triple D, like, because she's, like, 5'11". I'm just trying to get a visual of what she looks like.
Watermelon,
okay,
nigga.
You have access to the internet so I can show you?
She has statues.
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Wait, let me hear.
She has a
watermelon.
Dell computer laptop for titties.
What do you have, like, a, You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to create a website where you can go. Like, if you wanted to know what somebody looked like or what somebody was built like, you can put in their waist size. Like, for a woman, they give you, like, these, oh, I'm a waist, I'm a 12. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You're 5, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, they have that. They have, like, the, it's like the virtual,
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hiphop.com all day. Let's go, P. That's what P's laughing in the chat room right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mackers, thank you so much. The guest was right. We checked online. No talks of Jadakiss signing. And then P is like, yeah, I'm hiphop.com all day. Guess
that's a blog, not credible.
Not credible. Gotta go in on you, P. What's poppin', P? Let's go, P.
I'm gonna have to play the blowhorn for them, man. Like they trying to set it up.
What's going on, P? I don't know what's really popping out.
Yeah, nah, we don't play no trumpets for them non home team niggas, man.
Oh yeah,
sorry, dude. You know what I'm
sorry,
saying?
Dude.
Niggas ain't home team. We ain't blowing no trumpets for niggas. Pause, man.
Mm-hmm.
No trumpets get blown. No cocks get rolled. Pause. Again.
Again.
Nasty.
Oh, man. Oh, I have to put this out. I don't know if Pete found out about this. The new movie, American Gangster, it's going to be a good movie. But not only that, has anyone heard the soundtrack yet?
Nope.
You haven't? Well, I have it. I have it on wax. And I don't promote, you know, pirated shit.
Let's go.
But I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
The whole soundtrack is Jay-Z having another album. That's all it is Jay-Z. There's no one else on there but Jay-Z. So you might as well say that's Jay-Z's, like, instead of it being a soundtrack of the movie, it's a soundtrack of the movie, but it's Jay-Z. And guess who appears on one of Jay-Z's tracks? And not only is he appearing on one of the tracks, he's also shouting out, yeah, Brooklyn, Brooklyn is where it's at, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Well, he looks like a dumbass.
Who's that?
I'll give you one guess. One clue, just one guess. Kuba, can you guess the person? Someone that you would think twice about.
Somebody I won't think twice about?
Yeah, you would think twice. You like, nah, it ain't him.
Shit.
Huh?
We got the guest in the room.
You said who?
All 4P right now. Eazy-E.
Eazy-E?
Yeah.
Nah. SD, your turn.
Nah. You took my guess.
You took your guess?
Alright.
What about you, Kuba?
Brooklyn.
Hmm?
Were you just fucking saying already?
You know what? Fuck you, buddy.
50?
50? Nah, it's actually not 50, you know. That was a nice guess. Well, it was actually Lil Weezy.
Oh, good thought.
And Lil Weezy's the one that said, oh, I'm better than Jay-Z. He's not an artist. Talking all that shit, blah, 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 blah. But you appear on one of his tracks, and not only do you appear on one of his tracks, you're shouting out Brooklyn. Not once do you say anything about New Orleans.
But you know what? That's the bread. The bread makes niggas do, you know what I'm saying? Like, unknown things. Like, who knows what that man is doing, like, under the covers for the bread, dog.
Yeah.
Like, we already seen what
hold
he does
on,
in front
on.
Of the camera.
Getting heated in the chat room right now. Getting real heated in the chat room.
Y'all need to get it together. Anybody but them. Really? Whack.
Anybody but who? Who, the Clips? You talk about G. Kim. You can't talk about the Clips. You can't talk about Jesus. Jesus get his head right. You laughing like shit is funny. Come on now.
Wait. Young Jeezy, he's cool. But the Clips, I mean, when did they come out? They haven't came out with anything recently.
That's what P said that I'm guessing he never drove down I-95. The couple of white girls. What? Fuck are you talking about?
Oh, he's talking about the Young Jeezy song.
And Guess says questionable music taste. For real. So what do you like, Guess? What's on your plate?
Exactly.
Guess?
What do you like?
What's on your plate? And P asking him right now. So who do you like?
Is that serious? Shout out to Who's That Girl.
Come on,
said
now.
That her son is the Tin Man. From Wizard of Oz.
Not talking about... Come on, man. Stop it. Yo, yes, please, stop it.
Oh, man.
Hold back.
We got another hater.
Uh-oh.
We got another hater in the room.
I mean, I embrace it, so, you know, keep spitting that nonsense, trash, bullshit you spitting out your mouth.
Oh, man. It seems like... I thought it was a little quiet there. We lost one of our callers.
Nah, man, we here. Brooklyn all day.
Kuba, you're kind of quiet about that. Yeah, but he's like, you know, oh yeah, Brooklyn this, Brooklyn that, and I'm like, wow, it's crazy.
No doubt, Brooklyn, stand up.
I definitely stand up, Brooklyn. Ah!
Oh, we got an asshole.
Nah, I think I know who that is. It might happen to be Nana from Brooklyn.
Might
she's a fucking hater, man. I swear.
They not hating out here. What's
she's a hater,
on?
Man. I was talking about the boy T.I. And she, oh, don't talk about T.I. You're a hater. You're just mad because you don't have his money. Please. Please. Breathe easy and fall back.
Now we boring now? Wow.
No, we must not be boring because they're still in there.
No doubt, Nana. All right, that's cool. If that works with you, it works with me too, you dick. Not Nana. Oh, boy.
Nana works at the bodega.
What is this, a dude then? If it's a dude, I'm definitely not even interested. Don't
it's not Nana?
Don't care if you like the show or not.
Oh, sorry about that, Nana.
Uh-oh.
And we didn't say Nana. We say Nana. You retarded fuck.
N-A, family.
Well, this guy put N-A-N-A.
You're not a hater, but
that's
with Nana. Porno, all right, no doubt.
N-A-N-A is Nana.
Yeah, that's Nana.
No
he said
doubt.
Nana. I love TD. I
love TD. Good luck here, fam.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is Nana. Come on, Nana. Why you playing that bullshit with me, girl?
Well, what
you
happened?
Stop playing with you. I'm ass word. Hold on. Who's ass though? We need to get some acronyms out here. Who's ass out here?
He...
Recognize? You a G like that? No doubt.
I got a question. Anyone out there? 347-215-8388. You want to get up on the topic of, you know, what's one of the dumbest, most retardedest
stupidest excuses you ever used when you was either late for work or calling out? And we went over a brief, you know, a couple of them. You know, we even went into our type of shits when you're taking a shit on the toilet. Oh, man, I wish I could get back into that. But, you know, the other guys that have weak stomachs, you know, they can go see Saw 4 and see someone's damn hair getting pulled off their fucking scalp. But they can't talk about, you know, taking a shit. Yeah, it happens.
Hold on. Tell Baby Tooth I said what's up.
Mm.
Who's Baby Tooth?
I don't know. We definitely got to hear that.
Smokey, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Playing with my showtime is like playing with my emotions, motherfucker.
You the last brother money I mess with. And you know this. I feel for my mama before I mess with your shit. And you know this, man.
Yeah. I said, tell Baby Tooth I said what's up. I don't know who Baby Tooth is.
For real.
But you can definitely give us a call and, you know, address that man or whoever.
Baby Tooth.
Oh, it's a JR. They call me Baby.
Going in on you today.
Excuse not me. A hater. I'd love to. This is Nana. You ass.
He says excuse for work, pink eye.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a good excuse.
That's a definitely good excuse.
That's a definitely good excuse. You know what I mean? Look, I got pink eye. You know, I got the gout, you know.
Gout? Oh, Lord.
You know, I got bacteria on the back of my neck. I can't come into work today. Yeah. My pink eye made me lose my hair. And it's contagious. I have a big ass wart on my middle finger.
Hey Jay, why they calling you Baby Tooth?
Word? What's
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe because I have all baby teeth on my front teeth. Oh. All my front teeth are baby teeth.
Is that really why, Nina? That's why you calling that?
Excuse for work. Light
got turned off.
Yeah, we tried that one.
We tried that already.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one. That's always a good one.
Who's on line 5, Nina?
Yeah, you're in the room. I mean, you're on air. 6-4.
6-4, you're on line 5, nigga.
This is some dumb shit right here, man.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on?
Oh, I swear to God, I'm about to fucking throw the fucking phone.
I mean, you hear everything you're talking. You're talking shit about your phone and you want to throw it away.
I'm about to throw it up against the fucking wall.
Oh, you got a free phone, that's why.
Oh, excuse for work.
I don't got a free phone. As a matter of fact, you cheap fuck. Go ahead and I paid $500 for this fucking phone 3 years ago, and I haven't bought another one fucking since.
Air it out, brother, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That was you?
Yeah, I thought so.
We thought so?
Mm-hmm. None of that bullshit. My phone is not cheap, my nigga. My phone does everything that your TV does and all of that.
Shit.
Bum ass nigga. The fuck is wrong with you?
Oh boy.
Yeah, I thought so. Where's Nana, man?
Yeah.
Sorry
about that.
No response.
Oh, now she's gonna try to act like she didn't just hear her being beckoned.
She's in the chat room, nigga.
Oh, she's in the chat room.
Look, yeah, well, you hear me, bro. Even though you in the chat room, you still hear me, ma. You hear me calling your name. What the fuck is popping, man?
Oh, 6-4.
I'm gonna leave it right there.
Okay, let's get it.
Nina, don't worry, I'm in there. I'm logged in over there, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry.
We mm-hmm. out here.
Yeah.
Yo, SD, light up.
Excuse me.
Light up, nigga.
Excuse for work. Call repo.
You got it, son. Fall back, man. Talk about light up, man.
Nigga, you light it.
Oh, man. We definitely got a hater in the room. JJ, how's it? 10 cats.
Who's hating over there?
I don't know. It's probably somebody from the sloppy station.
Yeah, it probably is. But you know, they already got cocks hanging out
there. I think that might be
over there,
not,
so we don't even really need to address them. Man. You know what I mean? Like, we done already roasted them for all that it's worth. They're chicharrones right now. They fucking fried pork. You know what I mean? There's no point in even, like, beating that dead horse.
Oh, man, who's that saying what up 6-4 and SD out here, man? What the fuck is going on?
You know, somebody's playing with you.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely somebody from the sloppy station.
There's definitely somebody from the copy station.
Yeah.
Well, they know who they are, man. They're just trying to be.
Because they know, yeah, they just don't know, yeah.
They're trying to shine a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
I feel them. I mean, hey, welcome to the show. I mean, you just, you know, pumping my rooms up. I love it. I'm loving it.
Of course. They know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? But right now, they're, like, really just basking in their own failure. I don't know. Who knows what it is.
JJ, you really got the haters on you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm loving it. The more haters I get, the more publicity I get. Like, oh,
yeah, the haters are definitely lurking right now.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
out to the haters. Shout out to the haters.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely shout out to the haters. You know what I mean? Definitely shout out to the haters. Speaking of repossession, this guy I know, he also works on Sloppy Station. He got his car taken away from him by the cops. And
he got what?
He got his car taken away from him by the cops.
Oh, well, okay.
But the beautiful thing about it is, not only did his car get taken away, he also owed on it. So he's not getting his car back no time soon. And being the fact that he's not getting his car no time soon, when he thought he would get it back, his car would get repossessed anyway. So, you know, what's this show about?
Haters.
It's about haters.
It's about the haters.
Yeah, it's about haters.
The show is about the haters, man. And we love how y'all niggas just flock around like fucking sloppy second pitch.
Like maggots.
On the stoop, waiting for someone to throw you some bread, you buried ass nigga, man. You a hater, man.
Right.
We love the hate.
I love it.
The show is about, man. The show is about the haters, man.
Please come back every day, please. Every day.
Come back daily for the daily roasting, man, because we got more than enough matches.
Hold on. We got somebody speaking Spanish out here. I don't... La música, por favor.
Oh, it's time. Let's shut up and put some music on.
Hold on. We know who that is. We know that's La Cubanita.
No. Honestly, that's not even me. Look, I'm a type right now, so you can see it's me.
You're a liar.
No, it's not me. Look, hold on, look.
She says, why are y'all getting your car repossessed? Tell the truth.
Look, see?
Come on.
I still got my joint outside.
Come on, Ma. Come on. My shit is paid for. My shit been paid for like a year. Straight up. Niggas been paying car notes and shit. Come on, man. Like, I'm not even in that zone right now.
Hey, man.
My shit is paid for and all of that, man. Y'all niggas better fall back and put some more change in the cup or the bus.
put on them tight ass Reeboks they be wearing. And you know, get your walk on, get your hustle on.
Y'all niggas better start power walking or something, man. Get your mind right.
Look. You see somebody put not La Cubanita.
Yeah, they know. Come on,
somebody else is trying to be like
Listen,
me.
Don't play them games with us. Like, we sensitive right now.
Yo,
like,
I'm in green. Hello, I'm in green.
I'm not even talking about you, Ma. Look at you jumping to conclusions and all of that.
Let me find out.
Come on, Cuba. I know
how
you feel about me before back, though. You know what I mean?
Hey. If it is one of them, they know what this is all about. Every 10 seconds. Every 10 seconds. Every 10 seconds. Every 10 seconds. Yeah, when you get it from the auction, it is probably usually all paid for. They're getting on you, 6'4".
Okay.
Oh, and he hung up. Oh, man.
Come on, man. You hear all this nonsense being talked out here? Now someone's talking.
Tu no tienes nada. Somebody's,
We
got somebody that's listening to some English station writing in Spanish.
Yeah, like, what's really going on now?
They say you don't have nothing.
That's what they're
saying? Come on. Laughing my ass off. Come on, dog.
Oh, what is this, AOL? Oh, man. This is beautiful.
What happened?
I said, this is beautiful.
What's beautiful? What's the problem?
The hate. Like, I love hate. For some reason, I just love hate, man.
Man, I can care less.
I love it. My bad. I was on AIM. Oh, my bad. My bad, dog. Nah, not you, man. Not you. Oh, man.
What happened?
Nah, I said something about AIM, and people's like, oh, my bad. I was on AIM. Yeah, y'all heard about Pootus?
What about him?
Pootus, President of the United States.
What about him?
Yeah, well, not this Pootus. The next Pootus. It's between Hillary and the black guy. Now, by all means, you know I want the black guy to win, but this is America, and I'm pretty sure Hillary's going to win. It's fucked up. Can't even vote, you know? But voting doesn't really count anyway, so, you know. Okay, well, this was fun. Okay, not really. But I just thought of something a little less boring to do. See ya. Wow. What a retard. What a retard.
Clown, if you ask me.
Yeah, I know exactly who it was, too. They're a retard from Chone. And it's funny because they have an account with Blog Talk Radio. And what they did was they switched up and must have signed out to join up to be a guest to Air Hustle, like they was on the chat line.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Look at the measures. Look at the measures you got to go through.
Hell yeah, I'm happy. Don't ever say poo this again.
I'm missing out here.
Don't ever say poo this again? Why not? That sounds really, really stupid. That's why I said it. Poo this. You know what I mean? Oh, man, what are you, fucking the narrator and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sound like an asshole. I'm going to fucking play a song, you know.
Damn it.
I'm going to send a song out to the fucking haters. Nah, man, you know I got to play my favorite song, man. I'm trying to play it too much. SD already knows what it is. It's going out to the haters. Haters! And I'm not muting anything. Because that's just what we do.
Yes, I want that else to know. Say we
want
to
know.
And if you run away, you have to run away.
Just a rare occasion, you can hear us blazing, soon as the layer's raising, hell yeah we hazing, sexy pair of Bajans, chinky eyes, dark hair, you would swear they Asian, they Bahama mamas, holy llama mamas, put the gangster grills on when it's drama mamas,
murder them, murder them,
they don't make a move till they get word from him, I could be in Fiji, one call of Gigi, she on some belly shit like X with a squeegee. They say it's gangster, but it's just the way of life. If life a bitch, better make every day your wife. I'm from the era of the shootouts, the drug spots. Happy to be here, so I smile in my mugshot. The David Dinkin years, I even dug Koch before the George Bush drug watch. Blood clot.
Let me show them how to really cut it.
You see all the nonsense going on here? Shout out to the real niggas, man. The real niggas, man. All the haters make you hate, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
You know, to the ones that's not hating and actually listening to the show, you know what I mean? What up?
Oh, man, I love it, man. And you know what's funny?
What is funny?
It's funny that, see, the worst is when you plan for this to happen. Like, for instance, I know somebody in the whole group that has a big mouth, right? So it's like, what you do is you prey on these people, right? You call them parasites. That's why I call them parasites.
Uh-huh.
Because while they think that they telling new shit and getting away with it, they're really being tested. Like, what's that movie when they did the joints on in the desert? What was that movie? It was a horror movie.
Which one? The one at dusk?
Nah, it was the other one with the retarded people walking around the desert and shit. Oh, my bad. How you mean it? Well, anyway, it was just, I mean, it's like a test site, man. And the chick is like a fungus. So it's like everybody else was out. And this person, if it's who I think it is, they know what I'm talking about. Everyone else was out. She was the only one that was in. She thought she saw something.
I'm overqualified. That's what you are? You overqualified?
And she saw something, so she went back and, you know, spread the cancer. Of course, me being, you know, a strong man that I am with the baby tooth, drinking my milk with the baby tooth, I come off strong, like, whoa, I don't know what you're talking about. Make a long story short, she went back, spread the cancer. The person that I know who it is, shout out to you, she must have went searching on blog, found me, tuned in, felt like shit, and that's why she's in the chat room now spreading nothing but cancer. But what she's really not understanding is that she's helping promote my song, my show, our show.
Now,
that's the beautiful.
Yeah, you're definitely a fat bitch. We know who you are, you fat bitch. You better fall back or fall flat. We already know what's popping out here, man. Stop playing with me, B. Don't play with me out here, man.
It's not her. It's not thighs and neck.
You must be in case you ain't watching girlfriend.
Nah, you're talking about cow chest. It's not cow chest.
Man, who is this?
It's
well,
not
girlfriends is on. It says well girlfriends is on, gotta go.
Oh, man, she's a lame.
The cancer, what's so loud about?
The cancer, word up. It's like...
What's that, your son or
something? The type of cat that I am, I call up and, you know what I mean, tell you like it is.
I mean...
But they obviously want to spread the cancer in the room, and it's beautiful.
You can utilize the chat room because we're in the chat room. We're online, too. You laugh at like it's all funny, it's all games. It is funny. You
yeah.
Know, you're the joke of the day, so we're laughing at you, really.
And to put it on the topic of let me scroll up to that. That was a funny one. Yeah, that actually made me. I was drinking a soda. I actually spilt it on my tight ass jeans. You know, something that we can all relate to. Well, sloppy season. But they said something about don't hate because you got fired from the other station.
Yeah, I seen that.
Wow.
So it got to be somebody that knows what's going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Like I got fired from a station. And brought to a station that I'm blowing up. That's like getting fired from McDonald's and becoming a billionaire. Sometimes you got to get rid of the little bullshit in order to move up to the big shit. I'm going to leave it like that. Pause. Anyway, so...
Pause in the chat room. Wilding right now.
964, don't even give him the date, man.
Don't even
You're just pumping them up, 64. Don't even give it to them like that. They want that so they can go on that sloppy station and be like, yeah.
Yo, T, you see all this nonsense that's going on, T?
How do we know it's them? You know what I'm saying? Easy. I am a friend to the room. Easy.
Oh, so state your name, friend.
Yeah, state your name, gangster.
You friend or foe. What's really going on now, man?
Then again, it could be Big Sis, because I did tell her about it.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Oh, matter of fact, I think it is Big Sis.
Big Sis.
I think it is Big Sis.
That's you, Big Sis?
She always got jokes. Is that Nene?
Nene?
Yeah. Nidra?
Nidra?
6'4", know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Big extra bigness?
Huh?
Who are you? State your name, gangster.
Do I want fries with that?
Fries with that?
Nah, I'm allergic to fries. Give me some onion rings.
I want a milkshake.
And a grape soda.
Wow, you guys make the listeners.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Let's go, nigga. Let's go, P.
Nah, your mom's is the best. Your mom's is the best burger flipper with her legs wide open.
Straight up.
Word.
Hold my on. Who are you talking about, though?
Whoever said you was probably the best burger flipper.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that that's Cuba, because she's kind of quiet back there.
Yeah, because I'm trying to set up my account.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, with Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Slipping on us. Don't be slipping on us now. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing...
Nah.
Yeah, shout out to Nana. I said she worked for a bodega, and I apologize about that. I know how Spanish people can be. So you don't work at the bodega. I'm sorry. You work at the neighborhood CVS. It's understandable. Sorry about that.
This is crazy, ain't it, P? See what's going on now here, P?
I love it, man. Oh, I love it.
Nonsense, P. We work through it, though. It's all right, though.
La chocolata.
La chocolata. Is that really? Is that you really?
Really?
Don't play with me. Word, JJ.
I didn't even say shit. I said my phone is a piece of shit.
Yeah, your phone is a piece of shit. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is like a long process.
What's up now? TB for real, you hear me? What's that, sir? Word. Oh, you work for CVS? That's what you work for? What's going on? What's popping out of there? Got some shit talkers in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving up their 20 and who they be.
Yeah, everybody that talks shit in the chat room, that's because they don't want to call up and talk shit.
Yeah, we already know.
That's why I don't even give them, the time of day, because it's like, if you can't vouch your, opinion.
S.I. Pappy.
He's an S.I. Pappy. C.
Pappy.
That's our pappy. He
says that's our pappy.
Yeah, what's the profile page address?
Come on, stop acting like you don't got a computer.
See, pappy.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one worthy of chocolate, man. Only one worthy of chocolate.
There's only one. If you call yourself chocolate and you're not who I think you are, we know who you are, and we're coming to get you.
We need the real chocolate to call up right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tell you what pisses me off. You ever been on the phone?
Yeah, I know, P.
And then you just out of nowhere get hung up on? Don't they hate you? Don't fucking fuck with you? You be chilling.
To me earlier.
Huh?
Yeah, like you did to me earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, tell them about
WWE. Hold on. To the guest that's in the room, asking for Cuba. Hold on.
Asking for what?
Asking for La Cubanita over here.
They're lazy. They obviously don't
want to count. Tell them about the Triple D's. Tell them about the Triple D's.
Is that Triple D Lee?
Oh, Lord.
No homo. I meant to say Sa. I had to end that. Lee Sa.
What's really going on now here?
Oh, no.
Tell us about those Triple D's.
JJ
figures. JJ should be used to getting banged on.
I'm kind of stuck right now. I don't know. I think that,
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I think I got caught up on something. Minor hang up.
Oh, boy.
We're still here. We're not going anywhere. So back to them Triple D's, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they were just, I haven't seen them yet, but I know they're dynamite. So what was that website you said that I can go on and see what a person looks like or what their body type would be like?
It's not a website. I would have to send it to you.
What is it, a program? Is it software or something like that?
No.
It's a picture.
It's a picture.
So send him the picture. You know his email. Send him the picture.
All right, yeah. Just send this dude. Just do the thing.
I don't have the email.
Cameras in your life.
JJ should be used to getting banged on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's hating on you, huh?
Oh, they really are.
For real.
I'm not used to get banged on. I'm normally doing the banging. Ask your mother.
Thank you for listening, hater. Thanks for giving us the time of day. You know, take day out your busy schedule to come hop at us.
it's always blessed. You know, I have so much to talk about, but it's like because of the hater, I get to actually save some topics for next Monday and just roast them. You know what? Bet. They don't fucked up. They don't fucked up. Yeah, you hear me. If you hear me now, you don't fucked up. You know you don't fucked up. 150%. You don't fucked up. Yo, P, get it ready, man. Get it ready.
Yo, P, man, where you at, P?
They don't fucked up. 9 minutes left remaining.
Hold up, nigga. You know that number.
9 minutes. Holding it down.
Doc was in the building, man.
Doc is in the building.
That's the fake chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Fake chocolate?
Oh, Lord.
No, I don't know if that's fake chocolate.
We need some verification chocolate.
It's the roast. The roast session.
Chocolate, we need you to call up here. We want to know what's really going on. Is that you or is it not?
I think the
not
real
playing.
Chocolate would have called.
It's not
yeah,
a game.
Real chocolate definitely would have called. That's what I'm saying. Like, really
it's not a game. Who we roasting today, fellas?
We roasting the hater in this motherfucking chat room.
We do not like giving people that much love, but since you gave us so much love and publicity, we're gonna send it back to you, bitches. Konnichiwa, motherfucker.
So what bitches, you gonna do? Hells no. Been there, done that. Yeah, out of here. Keep it pushing. You already know what time it is. When the roast gets on, you get roasted. Cause
you definitely get roasted.
Running. So touch that flame if you want to and see how scorching hot it is.
Yeah, so what, niggas is stuttering? We don't give a fuck. 347-215-8388. We got 5 minutes left on the roasting. You want to call up someone? Shout somebody
all
out. Somebody pissing you off.
I want all the guests right now to call up. Let's
all y'all call
on
up right
now.
You want to roast somebody? Somebody getting on your nerves? You want to shit on somebody real hard? Hit us
up. If you're a G, just call up, man. If you're a G, call up, man. That's all I want to know right now. We got a lot of guests in there. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Matter of fact, I even know like this. If you want to roast me, you give me a call. That's if you're tough enough.
There's too many guests in here for us to weed through who's who. Like, come on now. We need some names out here.
That's if you're tough enough, punk ass.
Notice you left the room, JJ. What's going on? Want to give a shout out? So, hold up, give a shout out.
Nah, I think that this is some comedy shit about to go down. You gotta type faster than that.
You definitely gotta type faster.
For real.
What that dot 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 means.
This guy's definitely a dumbass.
Yo,
definitely failed computer class.
No, dude.
Why you leaving the room, JJ?
Oh, I'm still there.
Oh, that's when nigga said you came back, so. I don't know. Haters, yo, P, you see the haters, P, we love them, though. You know what I mean? You laughing out loud. Uh-huh. Shouting out 6-4.
Let's go, man.
Who is that shouting out 6-4? What's popping?
All right.
For real. Identify.
Identify yourself.
Oh, someone shouted him out?
Yeah, but we don't know what's going on now, and so, you know. that's probably JJ playing skirt game.
I want to give a big F you to all the fat bitches out there with no necks.
Shout out to SD. Uh-oh.
Now they shouting me out too. Wow.
Yep.
Do I know you? Give me that information. Do I know you? Have I heard from you before? What's really popping out here? Keep up 6-4 lock chocolate.
chocolata, whatever.
The chocolata.
Oh, dang. Oh man. Hey, what's up with oh man, SD, he has technical difficulties. 6-4, you still there?
No, I don't, man.
Hey, what's up with well, actually, Kuba, how you feel about guys wearing tight pants?
Oh man. That's a no-no.
Are tight pants in?
If he got those like nug hutters, then that's not good.
So, all right. So if you're like 6'10".
Whoa,
I'm glad you caught that one, man.
Is anybody
in this chat room listening?
Hold on, I'm waiting for you to break my back.
Who's that?
Talking that anxious. Have a good night. Yeah, all right, that's one of y'all niggas over here playing games with niggas.
Nah, it ain't me, dog. hey, dog, it ain't me. No homo.
Come on, God, we don't play that bullshit.
Who's that?
Who is that? Like, who boy? Like, you want me to break your back? Who's that?
Who is that, B? You see how confusing it is, Sig?
Yeah, we see, P. We already know, man. We trying to weed through the bullshit.
Yeah, what the fuck, God? I don't know
if it's a mad guess, son. I think it might be somebody that I have an inkling of who it is, but I got to get to the bottom of that in about 3 minutes.
I'm saying, is it friend or foe, though?
It's definitely friend.
It's definitely friend?
Yeah, definitely a friend to the show.
All right, we love friends to the show.
Mm-hmm.
La Chocolata.
Is that the one hating?
I mean, why don't you call up? It's only like, what, 3 minutes left to the show? Why don't you call up?
Got 2 minutes.
Why don't you verify how hood you is? I mean, we want to know what's going on, and, you know, it's too much going on with the guests, and we don't know exactly who's who, so, you know, call up, man. Stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing game, you bitch ass.
Dang it, Nicole.
Yeah, I already know. I don't know why cameras and lights, they say he's a friend. You friend? That's why I'm sitting there.
Well, friend, listen up tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., two-hour slot. We do shit like that because we're big boys and women.
I see you sitting in the nose, BSB.
No hate, love.
No hate, love. I'm right. It's all love. It's all love. That's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Spread love, not war.
Right. I want to give a big shout-out to all the people out there, all the haters, all the people that was just, you know, tuning and listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of Tasty Tuesdays as well as Mischief Tuesdays. Oh, yeah. You can hear about my plot to get rich. It's going to be a definitely big plot.
Uh-huh.
And it's the easy way to get rich, as long as you're 21 and up. Or at least you're 18 and up. I think,
one
guys,
day a year,
I think
right?
You, huh?
One day a year.
Yeah, make all the money in the fucking world, I'm telling you right now. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone. God bless y'all.
Yeah.
And also on the side of fuck y'all, too. Shout out to Nana, Kuba, 59 seconds. Everyone out there listening, hit me up on MySpace, our official page at myspace.com/JJ_DA_HATER. You can check out me, La Cubanita, the boy, 6'4", SD, and all
Yo.
That.
P, I'm what gonna... up? See you in the nosebleeds, P.
This is how we do. We always play new songs in the beginning and the end. You're here the rest tomorrow. Tune in, you bitches. Peace.
Yeah. Chop up, back up, finish that, get some more. Take my little paper made, go and hit the grocery store. Gym stars, clear bags, and big cars. Your guns is big, but not like ours. I'm territorial. I get money so the block stay hotter than the 4th and Memorial. Guns cop, burning, any car turning, any tires screeching, you see, reaching. I grew up around it, church I never found it. Tried school, but rap music kept me grounded. My pants dirty, I quick flush, wipe my jewelry down with a rag and a toothbrush. I get it popping, no, I get it chopping, and I ain't talking jokes. Low bags of coke, come and get it, folks. I take big totes and look at the ass in front of me. I'm the you wanna be. Yeah, 100, 200, 300 staff. Why cop the milk when I could buy the whole cow? Why bet 100 when I could spin the whole thou? 80 flat top, slicing the eyebrow. I had to get money. The bitch looking at me, can't be looking all funny. I'm the cook-up man, all white, let that dry in front of the fan. Getting chased through the park by some fat-ass narc. Lose his ass, find a head's house and spark. I've been chopping up before y'all little young soft started popping up, so we could get busy. You don't gotta ask the wizzy. I've been the ice cream man like P. Miller, Dawn of the Dead, my got him looking like straight thriller, chinchilla, never that, army coat, hell yeah, I could bring hell here, you f*** on me dog, king of New York, nah, but I got him on a hook, we D-block the mother, straight up shit. If you don't stop, then I won't stop, never. Continuously to get, shit. I grew up, overnight.